latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that the club are now starting to be linked with new signings, one of which is Wilfred Zaha. The Ivory Coast winger looks set to be a prominent name in the summer transfer window following his fine season at Palace. 25-year-old netted 9 goals, provided 7 assists in the top flight to help the Eagles stay up against the odds. His performances have attracted plenty of interest, but now reports claim that City are leading the race. They sent their scout to watch him a couple of times this year and could be willing to sign him rather than Riyad Mahrez, who continues to be kept hold of by Leicester. Moving on then into other news now. And Pep Guardiola insists that his team will come back stronger next season, but he has warned them that they will have the right to have a break. Quite other side sets new best mark for 100 points, most goals with 106 and most wins with 32. They won the Premier League by 19 points, they won the Carabao Cup. Guardiola said while they will be focused for next season, they need to enjoy themselves. He said now is the time to enjoy what we've done. It's not the time to talk next season. This summer we'll watch the World Cup on the sofa, we'll have some good beer, good red wine and enjoy what we have done and try and come back next season. Guardiola insists that his team, of course, have done well and need to soak it up. He told the crowds when on their City travelling parade, "Thank you for coming, we are delighted to share what we have done together and you will see us again next season." Playmaker David Silva and top scorer Sergio Aguero were not involved. Silva has returned to Spain to be with his young child, and Aguero has a knee injury, has been given permission to report for international duty early of the World Cup. Silva, who was given leave whenever he requested during the season, sent a recorded message saying, "Thank you for understanding my situation. I will be in debt with you forever, and thank you very much." He also expresses attitude and gratitude to Yaya Touré, who is leaving. He said, "In future, I want to tell my son I play with the best African footballer ever. I wish you the best of luck." That's all then for the latest headlines. We have more news later.